Welcome to Cliff House, Sarah Goodbody's home on the coast of Maine. The house, located at the end of an isolated road, is just steps from this jagged cliff that bears its name. Sarah has finished setting the dinner table and waits for her guests to arrive. Why don't you pull up a seat and join us? It promises to be a fun evening.
Yes.
It's us.
Barbara, Helen, welcome to Cliff House. Let me have your coats.
What an incredible home.
Thank you, Barbara. Make yourselves comfortable. Charles should be here shortly. I don't know what's keeping him.
Well, there's a car idling at the edge of the cliff.
A gray Mercedes?
Yes.
That's him, practicing his sales pitch, no doubt. Here he is now. Your drinks are on the bar. The two glasses on the right are yours. Charles, how nice of you to come. How are you?
I'll tell you as soon as I catch my breath. My God, all those steps.
Oh, you should have used the ramp. We built it for my late husband. It's easier than climbing the stairs.
My doctor will be pleased on getting some exercise.
Let me have your coat.
Have your friends arrived?
Yes, you're the last.
Sorry, I'm late. I was admiring the incredible sunset.
Ordered it just for you. Come, meet my friends.
Lovely home. Reminds me of Lord Carlton's place in Cornwall.
Oh, dear. Did I just hear a name being dropped?
Oh, not a bit of it. Lord Carlton's an old friend and a client.
This is my friend Barbara.
How nice to meet you, and you must be Helen.
That's me.
I've heard so much about you two.
Let me get you something to drink. You prefer a red, am I right?
Yes, thank you. What a lovely spot for a meeting.
A profitable one, I hope.
Your drink, Charles.
Thank you. Here's to profits.
To profits. To profit.
Oh, what lovely wine. What is it?
Rothschild, 1990.
Very nice. Rich and fruity with just a hint of licorice. First thing tomorrow, I'll order a case for my cellar.
Why don't we get comfortable and find out how Charles intends to make us rich?
Richer?
You never have enough, do you?
Well, ladies, simply put, I'm an investor. I invest in stocks, bonds, and various financial instruments under the auspices of the Robert Fleming Hedge Fund.
Robert Fleming?
My son, Captain Robert Fleming. Ah. He was killed in Iraq.
Oh, dear, how sad.
Yes, the fund is managed by my firm, Fleming Associates, located in Palm Beach.
Where else?
What do hedge funds do, Mr. Fleming?
Well, we anticipate global macroeconomic events and purchase securities through limited partnerships. We limit our risks through sophisticated processes such as short selling, futures, and other non-traditional strategies.
That sounds so complicated.
Charles is the great simplifier, aren't you, Charles?
I believe you could say that.
We should consider ourselves very fortunate. Fleming Associates is very particular about whom they accept as clients.
No riffraff.
We have our standards.
Oh, dear. Background checks?
Sarah vouched for both of you, so that won't be necessary. $1 million each, and we can get you started right away.
Will there be dividends? Someone told me that's important.
Indeed, there will be. However, Sarah tells me you have sufficient resources, so I suggest you allow your returns to accumulate.
What were my returns last month, Charles? I forgot.
14%.
14%?
Now, aren't you supposed to say past returns are no guarantee or something like that?
Oh, a knowledgeable investor. I like that. Barbara, my dear, I can assure you 14% is a conservative number.
Well, ladies, how's that sound?
14%? Are you kidding?
Good. Excellent. Now, if you'll let me have your checks, I'll give you receipts, and I'll have that money working for you first thing in the morning.
First, we'll have a toast. Then we'll have a nice dinner.
Sarah, I'm feeling rather tired all of a sudden. Would you mind if I skip dinner?
Oh, dear. That's too bad.
I may have taken one too many sleeping pills last night, and I don't want to doze off while I'm driving. Another time, perhaps.
Of course. But I insist we have a final toast.
This is so exciting. To better days.
To better days. Now, if you'll let me have your checks, I'll write those receipts.
You know, Helen, I think we should take our dividends. We can use them to start that business we discussed.
The beauty salon.
A chain of beauty salons. A wonderful idea. Perhaps my firm can help with the financial arrangements.
Well, not a chain, really. More like, more like
one.
One?
With four chairs, of course.
Of course.
I see. Buy the building and open a shop in the building. Yes, good idea. Wonderful idea.
Oh, dear. Do you think we could buy the building?
Oh, I don't see how. Do you, Sarah?
Well, first you'd rent, wouldn't you?
Rent? Yes, of course.
With the money you save, you could add a fifth chair.
A fifth chair? Could we? Could we really?
I don't see why not.
This is so exciting.
What about a masseuse?
And a manicurist.
Oh, dear. Are we being selfish?
A toast to a fifth chair. Charles, you're not toasting.
I'm a bit confused. Why people with your capital would open a shop when you could open an entire chain of...
Oh, we don't have any capital, Mr. Fleming. Do we have any capital, Barbara?
Christmas clubs.
Christmas clubs?
Of course, we'd have more capital if it hadn't been for you, Mr. Fleming.
I don't understand.
Does the name John Morrison sound familiar?
No.
How about James Brennan? Ring a bell?
No, I've never heard either name. Who are they?
John Morrison was my father.
It doesn't matter who he was. I don't know the man.
You'd think you'd remember someone you cheated out of $500,000.
Cheated? I've never cheated anyone. Your father's mistaken.
My father's dead. A suicide. You took his money, and he took his life.
You destroyed my parents' business and stole my future.
You're a thief, Mr. Fleming.
Well, now that we've got that out of the way...
Who are these people?
Helen is my hairdresser, and Barbara manages the shop.
Hairdresser?
Actually, I'm still in training.
I was having my hair done, and I told them about your presentation at my club.
Well, you know how women talk.
They recognize the name as the person who swindled their parents. I felt it prudent to have you investigated.
Sarah has the capital for that sort of thing.
There is no Robert Fund. In short, you are a fraud.
I think we're done here. It's time for me to leave. You should be aware, I've been sued before, and as you can see, I'm still here. However, I'm not ungenerous. If you don't do anything stupid, I may return some of Sarah's money. But if you sue, she'll get nothing. Thank you for the excellent wine, Sarah, and good evening. I'm not feeling well. I'd like to leave. Unlock this door, or I'll call the police.
With what?
Where's my phone?
Is this what you're looking for?
Give that to me, now!
I also have this gun.
The gun happens to be mine, and it has a very sensitive trigger.
Is this what I pull, Barbara?
No, 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 don't do that. Just stay calm and tell me what you want me to do.
Sit in that chair.
The wheelchair?
It was my husband's. I think you'll find it quite comfortable.
Now what?
Barbara will handcuff you to the chair. And I suggest you try not to resist. Handcuffs secure, Barbara?
He's not going anywhere.
Good.
Please tell me what you intend to do.
We're going to kill you.
Kill me?
Uh-huh.
Is this some kind of joke?
I'll bet that's the last thing you expected to hear.
Murder?
It's a bit of a stretch, but we think we could plead justifiable homicide.
I don't believe this.
Let's get this done. Remember the Agatha Christie movie, the one on the train when they kill the bad man?
What a wonderful movie.
Everyone had to stab him so no one could be singled out.
No. I could never stab someone. No, I could never do that.
Relax, Helen. We're not using a knife. My God, can you imagine the cleanup? No, we'll stick with the gun. Okay, Barbara, you first. Good. Now, Helen, take the gun from Barbara.
I don't think I can do this.
Helen, dear, someday when you look back at what we've done here, and that day will come, you'll feel a rush of satisfaction in knowing that by blowing Mr. Fleming's head apart, you will have, even in your own small way, avenged your parents.
I guess you're right.
My God, you're serious.
Okay, are you ready, Helen?
I think so.
No, please, don't do this.
Now, put your finger on the trigger.
Like this?
Good. Now point it at his head.
Is the forehead okay?
That's fine. Now when I say ready, aim, fire, you pull that thing.
Can I wrap a towel around the gun?
Oh, for God's sake, Helen.
Please, I beg you, don't
do this. All
right,
here we go.
No, please,
ready,
forgive me, please. I'm sorry.
Fire!
A water pistol?
His forehead isn't the only thing that's wet.
This is monstrous. How could you do such a thing? Unlock these handcuffs.
We're not finished. We want you to know what you've done.
Hurry, before he falls asleep.
Sleep?
Your wine was more Ambien than Rothschild.
You drugged my wine?
There is no Lord Carton, is there? You made that up.
Neither is there a Robert Fleming hedge fund. Or, for that matter, a Robert Fleming.
You never had a son. That's another lie. Your Palm Beach office is nothing more than a room with an answering machine and an accountant who keeps busy sending false statements to gullible widows like me.
The key word is false.
And that's larceny.
And that's a crime, Mr. Fleming.
My accountant informs me $50,000 is all that's left of my $1 million investment.
That makes it grand larceny.
A significantly bigger crime with a significantly larger penalty.
Much bigger.
That means you're going to jail.
You've stolen my money, but you've stolen their dreams. That's much worse.
You're a terrible person, Mr. Fleming.
And you'll pay for what you did.
Shame on you.
Oh, wait, I think he's asleep.
But I haven't finished.
Do you have the keys to the handcuffs?
In my pocket.
You know where he's parked?
Yes.
Here are his phone and car keys. Get him out of my sight. Helen, hold the door open for Barbara.
Do you want me to help you?
I'll manage.
Careful going down the ramp.
Well, we did it.
You were wonderful.
Really? You think so?
That expression on his face when you squirted him.
I never thought I was capable of doing something like this.
Look out the window and see if Barbara's okay.
Yeah, she's on her way to the car.
Helen, help me clean up while we're waiting.
There was so much more I wanted to tell him.
Make sure he didn't leave anything.
I'll probably feel guilty.
It'll pass.
You think it'll be okay?
We'll be fine as long as we stick together.
Oh, I hope so.
Check the window. Can you see her?
She's on her way back.
And?
Thumbs up.
Yes. Is this 911? Oh, good. I'm afraid there's been a horrible accident. One of my dinner guests. What? Yes, I'm sorry. You have to excuse me. I'm very upset. My name is Sarah Goodbody, and I live at 19 Ocean Drive. Yeah, yes, right. The big house at the end, near the cliff. Well, during my party, one of my guests, a gentleman named Charles Fleming, said he had too much to drink and went outside for some fresh air. When he hadn't returned, my other guest went looking for him. Well, it appears he walked to the end of the road and apparently lost his balance and has fallen off the cliff. Yes, terrible, just terrible. You don't know how many times I've asked the town to build him. What? Well, he said he'd taken several sleeping pills last night and with the drinking. No, unfortunately, there's no way for us to reach him. No, he doesn't appear to be moving. I doubt anyone could survive that fall. It's at least 100 feet down, and there's all those rocks. Yes, very sad indeed.